What's up, you guys? List goes on. No Jimmy. He let me know like 3 hours ago he wouldn't be on this show. As is tradition. I see you guys have some questions. Goldberg said he was trying to be there for Sting's last match. He is not the plan for Sting's last match. And let me tell you, any match that Goldberg had with Sting would be Sting's last match. Could AJ Lee return at the Rumble? There's always a possibility. I mean, AJ Lee is a woman that so many people in WWE look up to and inspired them to get into wrestling. So I think it's possible. I want to know what you guys did for Christmas. What's your favorite wrestling Christmas gift you guys have ever gotten? Josh said, oh, those were my guesses for the Mania match because on the chance Rock comes back, it's Reigns. Yeah, if they can get Rock back, of course it's Reigns. Of course. Any heat on Swerve for the controversial song lyrics shared on social media? When I inquired, I was told, listen to the whole song. I did, and then I said, ah, okay. Any more big sponsors that could work with AEW? Yeah, I would absolutely imagine that that would continue to be the case, especially WWE as well. I mean, hey, look, we just got one. We just got one. I'm so fucking happy we made a deal with them. But yeah, I would expect that most of these companies will look to land more big sponsors. The tiny WWE figure wrestling rings. Oh man, I loved getting wrestling figures for Christmas. I didn't realize, you know how many of you can relate to this. When you're growing up, you don't know what you don't have. And that's the situation I was in. And even though we weren't good financially, I didn't know that because I was, you know, I had food, had a home. And what my mom would do is she would kind of go all out on Christmas. And by that, I mean, like, I didn't really get anything throughout the year. So Christmas seemed big. And that first year, man, that first year that I got wrestling stuff for Christmas, holy shit. I stood no chance of ever wanting anything else. Bret Hart 8x10 auto from my brother, from Rob. There you go. Favorite wrestling gift, probably my Orton Legend Killer jacket or Undertaker stuff. Hell yeah. And I had somebody asking me, where is it? Said you went to the Taker show. How was it? It fucking ruled, man. That's how it was. It was incredible. He's so good at this. So I may have told this story on the show before, and I'm going to do a full video about it in the future. I've never spoken to Undertaker. He's a dream interview of mine, but I've never spoken to him. But my best friend and I are at this Undertaker show, and he walks over to me, and he looks me in the eye, fist bumps me, and he goes, I appreciate you, man. And I'm like, huh? And me and my friend are looking at each other like, what? What's going on here? Because I'm surprised when anybody knows me, much less a wrestler. And I thought about it, and I was like, Corey, who's the friend I took, I was like, I bet, because these are comped seats. WWE hooked me up with them. I bet they're the same comped seats every show he does. That's those specific seats on the end of the front row are probably the comp seats for every show he's at, and he's told show them a little special attention. So I was like, what's going on here? That's my thought on that. When they were still new and in stores, the LJN figures, the Hillbilly Jim figure, I'll go get it right now. It's not the same one. Damn, I don't have it up here. What gives? I used to have it standing up in my office. The Hillbilly Jim LJN was the first wrestling figure I ever saw. Worst Christmas gimmick, Christmas creature, or Santa Claus Christmas creature. Was it like a comedy show? It was a one-man show, like him telling stories, but he's very funny. Like, he is very funny. He delivers his lines really, really well. Jeffrey says, does it not seem weird that Punk used the wrestling lawyer with the AEW unpleasantness? Like, he has the money to hire a real lawyer, right? So Jeffrey, I don't want to speak for CM Punk here, but you have to remember how much money he spent on lawyers between the Chris Amon and Colt Cabana stuff. So I don't know. I don't want to speak for Stephen P. New either, but Stephen P. New is going to get publicity out of doing this and being Punk's lawyer. If he took that one pro bono, wouldn't surprise me. And of course, Punk would be like, fuck yeah, not spending any more money on lawyers. That sounds great. Winged Eagle belt. Ooh. Just Mask says, what days will you be at Lexington Comic Con? I'll be there for the first time. So I don't even know who's going to be there. I'm applying for media, but regardless, I live 3 miles away from the venue. So I can be around whenever. I love this city. Love this city. Chancellor's Grizzled Young Vets show up this week on AEW. I don't think it'll be this week on AEW. I mean, they could have popped up there anytime recently. Like, I don't know why this week it would be a thing. Yeah, I'm not seeing. Oh, okay. You know what? I see one wrestling-related guest, Stephen Amell. I wonder if I could get an interview there because I would imagine he is going to be very, very busy. But I'm going to see if I can make it happen. Maybe I should hit up Cody and be like, hey, do me a favor, brother. Million Dollar Man Wrestling, buddy. Well, my friend, I also got one of those for Christmas. Look at that. And years later, as an engagement gift, my wife got me, where is it? The $1 million title down there. It's the only, so I won that one at an indie, It's like one of the only things that I didn't win there. And it's because it means a lot to me. It's one of my favorite titles ever. First WrestleMania DVD box set. Ooh. SmackDown games. Yeah, that's always a good one. What's your favorite piece of wrestling merchandise that's being sold right now? Those Cody Rhodes Pharaoh plushies. I like a lot of the custom title belts. I like those. Personally, I wouldn't, like if I was an adult, I wouldn't want them. But if I was a kid and I was like a gigantic Undertaker fan, I would want that. A toy white IC title belt 1 year that was painted red. Do you still have that? I would love to see that. Reckless speculation on who the devil is. I think the devil is Adam Cole. I think I'll give you my top eight in the devils in the masks. Adam Cole, Britt Baker, Wardlow, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, Bobby Fish, Mike Bennett, Matt Taven. Those are my top eight. If I've got to pick two more, MJF, and I'll just say Tony Khan, even though it's not him. Punk was wearing black trunks. Could that be a Stone Cold reference? No, Abu, a wrestle purist, knows, he like talks to Punk, and said that his gear didn't get there in time. Haven't they signed for TNA? They've signed for an appearance. Stephen P. New walked backwards saying he didn't say he signed an NDA when another attorney told him that an NBA in a handbook is not practical. Yeah, it isn't practical. And not everything in a handbook is anything that you are beholden to contractually. I know that because I created the handbook for Fightful. Glad Punk isn't wearing the long boys. I like long boys. Did you see the Reddit squared circle post sleuthing, trying to figure out who it was? Listen, no disrespect to anybody that goes there. I only log on to Reddit to watch street fight videos. And about once a month, we have a social media team. Once a month, members of our social media team give us stuff like to debunk, like, hey, here's something that is misinformation. Once a month, Reddit comes across there. Then the next week, it's Facebook. The next week, it's Twitter stuff. I know lots of people like to think that I vanity search, but we've got teams that send us misinformation stuff, and we clear it up as best we can. Let's see. Nicholas says, I was wondering if there was a turn because last week you predicted Deonna to WWE and on the show you just said AEW. Does WWE seem out of the running now? No, and I'll have more information on that. Guys, thank you all so much. List goes on. We've got Ask Grapsody Thursday. We got the Q&A Friday. We're out.